This car is not from the motor pool.
No, it's not.
Sexy though, isn't it?
So where's the office back at Division?
In the office, baby.
Finally, still on his feet, stumbling forward to the 30, to the 40, to midfield, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Oh my goodness, what a run!
Better than most. How about him? That was better than most. Better than most.
Family, and welcome to another edition of Roll Call presented by The Unit. I am your host, Viper. I got The Unit in the building with me tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about everything tonight. Stinger, Omaha, Nebraska, what's going on, man?
Bruh, man, I just got done unloading about a ton of rock in my backyard. And let me tell you this, I'm not a green thumb. I'm not much for landscaping, you know, but I do anything to save a buck, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I had the wheelbarrow out, and I seen something on, I think it was a tweet or a Facebook message or something today, man. And it said, the sun is a lot different than it was 20, 30 years ago. I remember I could go outside and play for hours. Do you know I was out there for 45 minutes and I almost passed out today?
That's that age, dog. Hey,
man.
Hey, we don't have no scientists on the show, but the sun might
be. Hey, man. Hey, I'm telling you, man. I had a four-hour job, man. I started this on Saturday. It took me 4 days. It took me 4 days to finish because I had to break it up.
Get
it
you was a so contract hot outside, next man. Time, dog.
Hey, I got to outsource that.
I want you to know our rural listeners, they're laughing.
Hey, man.
Oh, man. Sandman, Solana, Kansas. What's up, man?
Man, what's good, man? Man, I'm with my boy, man. It's hot, man. It's been real hot lately, man. You know what I'm saying? Sat through some games yesterday. My baby, she split yesterday. Giving her some love there, man. You know what I'm saying? She struck out twice, but it's all good. The team won. You know what I'm saying?
A dub is a dub.
Right. So, yeah. They on a roll right now. They on a roll. They got one more game left. I can't wait.
Hey, man. Hey, he's ready for the season. Last but not least, Hollywood, Dallas, Texas.
Yo, I'm like your boy. I'm like my man Sandman. Hey, dog, by about week 7, 8, man, of one of these seasons, you'd be like, man, is this, when's the last game? Like, when's the last game coming up? But yo, man, I gotta give my boy Stinger some advice. Look here, man. I need you to get a contractor, dog. You can't.
Hey, man.
Time is more important than money at this age, bro. Like, look.
Hey, man.
Somebody told me last week you need to resource that out.
Yeah, dog, you need to outsource that.
The bad thing is, my neighbor's a contractor, hey. Man. He was like, oh, we can do this, man.
I need you to work on your craft. That is not it, dog. Work on your craft. No, real quick, dog. I'm going to give you the rundown of Dallas, dog, for the rest of the week if you really want to know it. Tomorrow, 94. 4th of July, 96. Friday, 97. It's obviously going the wrong direction.
Hey, any rain in that forecast?
None.
Any rain in that forecast?
Motherfuckers is banging for rain right now.
Hey. Oh, man. These guys. All right. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. Still talking that NBA frenzy, man. This free agency, man. It's a frenzy right now. It's everything to talk about. So we're gonna jump on that tonight. We got some football updates. We got some baseball updates. United States Women's National Team advances.
Goal.
Great news. Goal. And then we're gonna throw a little curveball at y'all at the end of the show. But we'll get into it, man. Look, let's get to it. All right, so we got uh, We got the NBA free agency, man. This, I mean, yesterday my phone was blowing up. Everybody was getting max deals. I'm like, hey, can I throw my name in the hat?
Yo.
Hey, I saw Chris Middleton got 5 years, 178.
Yo.
We got cats in this. Hey, listen. No, listen. Hold up. I'm going to throw it to you. But listen, Chris Middleton got 5 years, 178. Hey, your boy Durant, what did he get? What was it like? What did he get? I'm looking. Hold
was
on
it
a second.
4 years, 160? Four, something like that.
Four-year, 164, but he's not even playing for
he's
a year.
He's out.
He's not even playing.
So he's out for a year. So
he got a three-year
contract for 3 years. Yeah. He's winning. You want to talk about the bag?
He got the bag, bro. I told y'all, man.
You got to do it, though.
Yeah. I told y'all that NBA free agency, man. It's another season, bro. It's like my man Stinger said earlier. Hey, who's on the Major League Baseball All-Star teams? Anybody know? No one, because that was the same
Nobody
day
knows.
As the NBA free agency. No one gives a shit about the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Hey, they said the first 24 hours of NBA free agency, there was $3.4 billion in money given out to these cats, man. $3.4 billion. Are you kidding me, man?
That is absurd, man.
Hey, they throwing bags out there, man.
To a handful of people.
Yeah. To a handful of people. That's that top 2%, dog. Right there.
Bruh. Like I should have kept working on my jumper, man.
Yeah, man.
I should have kept working on my jumper, man. If I'd have had them bad ankles, man, I'd try to get one of them bags, man.
Yo, man, like just some of these cats, though, these contracts they be getting, man. I'm just like, what? I just couldn't believe it, man. Like Chris Middleton's probably surprised me the most, but what everybody keeps sleeping on is Damian Lillard. How about Damian Lillard got 4 years? Yeah. Was it 4 years? 100?
Yeah. 6 years, 258, sir.
That's bad.
That's a super max. It's not a max. It's a super max.
Super max, bro.
Listen,
I went to Wichita State. I am not a math major, but I think that's a quarter of a billion.
It's a lot of money, bro. Over 6 years, dog. Like, that's not even a long time.
Yeah.
That's insane to me, man.
These cats, man. And it ain't over yet.
It ain't over.
It's not over.
Kawhi's about to get his bags.
There's still money on the table. I'm checking my phone now. I'm checking my phone now for a Woj bomb.
I be staying on here. Hey, did y'all see that? I sent that thing today. The little meme that was on Bleacher Report. The one that got Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard on the diving board. LeBron's in the swimming pool. And Kawhi Leonard is on the diving board. And Anthony Davis is kind of pushing him off the diving board. And LeBron's in the pool trying to talk him into jumping in the water. And at the top it says, what does it say? Dude. This is the Lakers trying to get AD, get Kawhi.
To take that jump.
Trying to get him to take the jump.
Hey, look. And the funniest thing was the little kid, hey, he sat down on the board, and then his foot was just like sinking, like with the water, but he wouldn't put his foot in there, man.
Oh, yeah, oh, man.
Did you see Kawhi's, they were talking about his Twitter, man, and they said his Twitter followers picked up, man, and then they said, this dude's only tweeted like 5 times in the last like 6 years. But his Twitter followers got added because they wait for that contract to be signed.
This is exactly why no one knows who is on the Major League Baseball All-Star team. This is exactly why, dog.
Hey, the world is waiting on Kawhi.
The world is waiting on Kawhi, man.
The world is waiting on Kawhi.
Where's he going to go?
And listen, if I,
you know what?
I'm going to lay this out here, man, but I think he's going to probably end up in L.A. thanks to Magic Johnson, who's no longer a member of that organization.
Yeah. He's being
but
Magic.
Somehow he made it work.
He's being Magic.
So be Magic. When you need a power deal done, when you need to get something done, you call Magic.
Yeah.
You call Magic. You don't call Rob Pelinka. You call
this
Magic.
This is true. Yo, yeah. So I it's funny because I got to admit, I've been on this like the NFL draft or like the NCAA March Madness, yo. Like, it's funny to hear everybody's takes. And then when you listen to everybody's take and you think about it, everyone keeps saying, people say Toronto or the Clippers, but the longer that it goes on, you got to think that the Lakers are influencing it. and to play in Toronto, yeah, right. You know what none of us ever think about? You got to get a new bank account with a different currency. This is what they were talking about, yo. They're like, in Toronto, yeah, one, it's cold. True, man. You got to get a new bank account. You got to get their currency. Every time you travel, you got to go through customs, right? They talk about all the little stuff you don't think about, man. Like, and New Balance. New Balance wants him in L.A., baby. New Balance wants him in L.A.
Hey, that might be the deal. That might be the deal breaker. Can we get Master P and Romeo to come the deal over there or something?
Hey, but Canada got less tax on their dollars up there, though, too. You got to throw that in there.
Yep. We got any out-of-work rappers in L.A. that want to lure Kawhi to the Lakers with a shoe deal, an off-the-court shoe deal?
Oh, man.
Somebody right
man,
now.
That thing in Toronto is real, though. Like, all the, you know, going through the customs and stuff, yeah. Going back and forth and changing the currency. Yeah. A lot of the players, you know, they've complained about it, and that's been a problem for them keeping players, you know, and that's probably why you're looking at how, you know, Kawhi kind of left San Antonio, right, and then ends up in Toronto. But basically, Toronto is like, hey, we'll give you whatever you want.
Yeah,
yo, you just come to Toronto.
They got to, man. Yeah, they got to.
And Magic knows Uncle Dennis. Magic knows Uncle Dennis. Him and Uncle Dennis is friends, man. Yes. They known each other.
Yeah, they've been partners.
That's why he called Magic. They said Magic stepped out of church to take the call. Okay? He put Kawhi over Jesus?
Church. Kept getting calls in church.
Kawhi over Jesus, man.
It's a wrap.
And Kawhi says, hey, I want to bring my own training staff. Remember a couple shows ago we talked about the Lakers making changes? And I said one of the changes they made was they hired the old physical therapist or trainer that they had when Kobe and them were there. They brought her back.
You
know,
you was right when you said what you said.
You was right when you said what you said.
Anyway, it's going to be – I'm leaning Lakers, man. I'm leaning Lakers, but I think the Clippers are still in play. I really don't think he's going to go back to Toronto. I mean, I don't just
want – I'd be surprised if he don't go to the Lakers.
I would, too, at this point.
It's done gone on this long. I'd be surprised.
To drag it out.
He going to get – they said he's giving Toronto the last meeting, which, again, I think he's – you know, he's doing
that's
the right thing.
That's to say bye.
Yeah, he's a stand-up dude, so, you know.
That's to say bye.
Hey, they going to retire his jersey, though?
He's going to get his jersey. He's going to get a statue.
Give him some guts.
Kawhi's gonna get a statue, bro.
He's getting a statue.
No, I think he's gonna go to LA, man, because when you go there, you talk to him, and then he's like, they're like, hey, he was like, hey, look, man, I don't really trust all the doctors and stuff. It's the league. Can I bring my own people?
Yeah.
And they said it without a hiccup. Well, sure, you can, Kawhi. Yeah. You bring everybody. Yeah. Come on, man, no problem. Yeah.
And you know what? Real talk, shout out to Kawhi for doing that. Now, some people may say that's ticky-tacky or that's, oh, all doctors are created the same. Yeah, tell that to Kevin Durant. Right?
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Real talk, though. Yeah,
well, those doctors have an incentive to get the player back on the court, right? When you have your own.
Team doctors do. Yeah, man.
LeBron got his own.
I mean, man, these guys got bags and bags and bags of money. So, think about it. I mean, their body is their life.
That's their money.
So they're going to get the best doctors out there. The best doctors money can buy. So
all
come
I
needed
to see was what Iguodala said. And they made my boy play on the broke leg and stuff.
Iguodala's going to the Lakers. They said he's going to cash out for the Lakers.
Hey, he wrote that book. They traded his ass, man.
You're out of here, buddy.
Hey, you on that book tour. He going to trade your ass.
That's like they used to say at Buco on that midnight train. Get you on up out of there. Yeah, man. Yeah. And I mean, so now the Lakers have like, they've got like four or five players on their roster. I don't even think they just signed Dudley tonight.
They got Dudley.
So they can actually put a team on the court.
Because
that's a technical foul.
Hey,
right?
Lance Stevens still there.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys they just haven't re-signed yet for the minimum. But here's the funny thing. They have the least amount of players on the roster. But Vegas still has them picked to win the championship next year. Explain that shit to me.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey. It's like my boy Shannon Sharp said, Club Shay Shay going to be open.
I went back and watched that, dog.
There's nobody that's going to beat them. If they get Kawhi, it's a wrap.
It's over.
It's a wrap.
They're done.
Load management, not a problem.
Load management.
No, nobody's playing more than 55 games.
That's the truth, man. That's the
going
truth.
Going to the playoffs. And you know, and Kawhi's probably, there's an angle to this, too. Kawhi's probably thinking, I don't have to play.
I don't have to work 80 hard.
Games a year.
Yep.
I don't mind. And, you know, in San Antonio, he was kind of the second or third guy.
Yeah. Kawhi.
And he was okay with that.
Think about LeBron. But,
so I think he's okay with that, man.
Yeah, think about LeBron.
LeBron that's can play for another career. 5, 6, 7 years, bro.
Easy. Easy. Yeah. If you got Kawhi and AD there, easy, man.
Somebody made the comment that this portion of LeBron's career should be more like Magic. He should be more like Magic. Distribute, score when he needs to. Yep. Done. Then he can play with Bronny Jr.
Ooh. Bronny.
I think that's what he's holding out for.
Yeah, he wants to play with his son, man. Anyway, I don't want to keep going on about
that'd
it.
That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. Yeah. Hey, so listen. Last thing on this NBA. Did I hear that the Golden State Warriors retired Kevin Durant's jersey? Before we move on, I want to address this real quick. Can somebody tell me what the hell is going on?
Man, hey, they took his Achilles. At least they could do it.
Yeah. Man, you're wrong, man.
They just want to make sure he get on Mount Rushmore, Golden State Warriors. Mount
Rushmore,
man,
they took his Achilles. At least you can do is put his give a retired brother's jersey, man.
Hey,
like,
they right, man. They right.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I've never seen anything like that after 2 years.
Never,
years.
Man. After 2 years?
You've never
how long was he there? How long was he there?
Three.
No, he was there for
because they won two, and he got MVP both times. And then remember, this is the three-peat that they ended up losing. So, yeah, that's unique, man. I feel like.
So is OKC going to give him a statue?
I don't know. I feel like that's Golden State apologizing for not making shit right and putting him out there on the floor.
Yeah. Hey, and real quick, we're going to move on. But did y'all know that Steph Curry was on a plane? He was in like Singapore or somewhere, and he heard that Kevin Durant was thinking about leaving and turned around and came back to New York.
For real?
To try to meet with Kevin Durant.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was rolling out his golf line for Under Armour. You know that, right? You know,
That's right.
Steph might be that dude, but Steph see all the cats going out the window right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they got Clay locked down.
Clay's locked in. Clay got
a 5-year deal, or really a 4-year deal, because he out next year too.
He got that.
Well, you see how that fared this year.
But can we just blame Draymond though? Draymond. I mean, there's probably a good chance that Kevin Durant sticks around if they don't have their altercation, and this guy wants to take the ball and be point forward and all that other shit. Like, it probably works out, but I blame Draymond.
Draymond getting technicals and breaking up teams. It's fucking up shit.
Breaking up teams. Man.
But you got to remember, with Steph, Clay, and Draymond. Like they won a championship, man. They won a championship.
They did.
So they got. I mean, that's. But again, that's pretty bold.
They won one, and they also had probably the worst loss in NBA Finals history by losing Game 7 at home against a beat down Cleveland team with LeBron. Right?
Yeah.
So
was Draymond out? Did he?
That's the year he got the technical, missed six games, got suspended, and then he came back for seventh game. And by then, and
he came back. Yeah.
LeBron was on.
Too late. Blame all of it on Draymond. Then. Mm-hmm. Blame it all on it.
Shame on you, Draymond. Shame on you.
So we're going to move on, man. We're going to talk about so apparently Ezekiel Elliott reportedly meets with Roger Goodell. Now,
that should go well.
For what?
I don't understand this. You know, last week it was the deal with Tyreek Hill, right? No charges. NFL still doing an investigation. I think he missed his calling as a prosecutor. I don't know what's going on here.
Yo,
but,
man.
I know he's a lawyer, but this seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
It's much to do about nothing with the Ezekiel Elliott issue in Las Vegas. It was 2 months ago, right? Nothing happened. You know, he brushed up against a security guard. What's the guy's name? Kyle? We're sorry, Kyle.
We're not naming him. We're not naming him. We're sorry, Kyle. Kyle, we're sorry. We apologize.
Yeah. Move like, on. And then, but, like, I'm just curious. What do those conversations look like?
What do you mean with it? They're fucking stupid. So, look. Like, then first of all, it's 2 months ago, right? So, and what do they come out and say? Hey, we want to make sure we do a thorough investigation and blah, blah. Like, come on, dude. Dude fell over a bike rack or whatever the fuck it was. And now you're going to make Zeke come out and apologize for it? Like, what are you talking about with Roger Goodell? He got all the information. Ain't nothing to talk about. Hey, man, let's...
They could have wrapped it. Yeah.
Dude, it's just overkill. And the NFL's so sensitive to every little issue that happens, man. That's why I always say the NBA almost always gets it right. And the NFL is a toss-up, man. And...
Yeah, it's two different cultures, man.
Yeah, man. It's like,
but they could have wrapped this up weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is all about Roger Goodell's ego and he's got all that power. So he's bringing these cats into his office to show how much power he's got. Right. Like, come on, man.
Yo, did y'all see
Ezekiel's gotta go in there, he's gotta send out an apology and this and that. Yeah. Man, come on.
Did y'all see
like who apologizes for something 2 months ago? Right.
Yeah. Stupid. Did y'all see the article? I can't remember when it was. I read this a while ago. People in the NFL and the NHL were asking that Adam Silver come be their commissioner. I can't remember where that article was, but I read that. There were people like petitioning, hey, Adam Silver, will you come be our commissioner? So those of you who don't know, Adam Silver is the NBA commissioner. But, yeah, he was asking that people were asking him to come be the commissioner in the NHL or NFL.
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I think Goodell's just. I'm with Stinger, man. Goodell's he's a control freak. He's power hungry, man. He's not concerned about. he's concerned about the owners, right? Because that's who he really works for. But he has a fine line between making sure it's good for the players and that the owners are getting their cut. He's got to work both sides, man. And I think.
Right.
Look, dude. If the FBI, the CIA, if the police does their investigation, why the fuck you need to investigate it? Like, what are you gonna do that they can't do?
Right.
Right. So it's just.
Yeah.
I think it's just all for show, man. To show that they're doing something. So.
Yeah.
And you know what's fucked up?
Yeah. All so remember for that. Show.
You think he's gonna catch a suspension now?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
If he gets suspended,
it's a shame.
I usually watch about 3 NFL games a year. If he gets suspended, I'll only watch 1.
It's absurd. So, you know what's crazy too? So remember a couple years ago with the big incident with who's the dude from Baltimore? Ray.
Ray
okay,
Ray
so
Lewis.
So remember when they created
Ray Rice.
They were supposed to create a committee who was going to decide on these things. I ain't heard shit about the committee. I don't even know who's on it. I'm sure they have it.
Roger Dell is the committee.
And that's the fucking problem. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's got the final say, man. There's no checks and balances, just like anything, man. If you're running a billion dollar or billions and billions of hundreds of billions of dollars organization, you can't be the sole person making these decisions.
No, absolutely not, man.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Couldn't agree.
Right. It has to be by a committee.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Probably
not going to happen. Anyway, Nancy Grace is pissed off that O.J. Simpson's trying to get a job.
Why she's mad at O.J., man? Hey, is she still on TV?
She is. Can you believe that shit?
They TMZ, like, interviewed her.
Okay.
She gets all graphic. She's like, he literally slit Nicole's throat and just said all that. I'm like, whoa, hey. I don't need you to get all graphic and paint a picture for me. Like, if you're pissed at OJ, just be pissed at OJ.
Tell that bitch she can tweet him.
Guy trying to get a job.
She can tweet him.
Guy's just trying to get a job.
Yeah, they can settle this through a direct message.
She can DM him.
Put his business all out in the air.
She can DM him if she wants to.
Golly.
Yeah.
She's all mad because he wants to give advice on fantasy football. I'll take his advice. Shit.
I feel like he's qualified to do that.
Hey.
But also, I feel like I'm qualified as well.
she can mess with OJ if she wants to, man.
I wouldn't.
Hey, I'm nervous following him. I want to retweet the wrong thing.
Every time he posts something, I'm looking, though. I ain't going to lie. I'm looking every time he posts something.
Dude is crazy. Hey, so This is just hot off the press.
Uh-oh.
This evening.
Kawhi signed?
This is a late addition. This is a late
Not yet.
This is a late addition to the show.
All right.
This is 2019 fantasy football quarterbacks top 10.
And y'all know
and,
who this is.
And hold on a second. Hold on. It ain't 1-2-1 right now. Let me lay this out first. Let me lay this out. Hey, yeah, take a drink. Get you a drink. Yeah, so here is, starting at number 10, Carson Wentz. Which, by the way, remember that text we had, that text we were going back and forth yesterday? They tried to make him like a saint because he didn't get sacked and found a tight end one-on-one down the field against a linebacker.
I saw that. Stop it.
But I don't want to go. Let's not digress. So then 10, Carson Wentz. 9, Drew Brees. 8, Cam Newton. 7, Russell Wilson. 6, Matt Ryan. 5, Baker Mayfield. 4, Aaron Rodgers. 3, Deshaun Watson. 2, Andrew Luck. 1, Patrick Holmes. No Tom Brady.
Tom, if you look at the list, Tom is number 21. And you got to remember,
he's 21. I didn't scroll down that far. Sorry.
21. Yo, they got Kyler Murray. They got Kyler Murray at 15, and he ain't played a fucking snap. But
I'm dead. They got Kyler Murray in front of Tom Brady.
Yeah, man. But you got to remember, it's all about fantasy points. And if Tom ain't,
but what do? Okay, and. We had this argument last week, and we're not gonna spend 20 minutes.
I agree with the rankings when you're looking at fantasy points. I mean,
What do fantasy points translate into?
Stats. Right. I agree. But they don't translate into Super Bowls because I know that's what. Look, Sam. Man, I wish y'all could see his face, man. I wish y'all could see his face.
Sam, man, what's your take on this? Sam, man, what's your take on this?
There was an article that I read a while back, and it was about the Patriots, and there was a linebacker on that Patriots team, and I want to say it was OJ Mayo or maybe somebody, and anyway, everybody in the country, they thought, you know, that he should have made the All-star team, you know what I'm saying? The Pro Bowl team. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the country thought that. All of his friends. So he comes back to, you know, to Boston, you know, and he's walking through the locker room, and he's really down, you know. And his buddies are bringing him up. Hey, man, listen. Hey, it's all right. It's okay. Don't worry about that. And then he bumps into Tom Brady. And you know what Tom Brady says? He says, fuck that shit, man. We don't come here for Pro Bowls. We come here for Super Bowls. Is where we come.
Hey,
so
I like
care
it.
Fucking good, less.
I like
about
it.
The fantasy like points.
Like, hey, stand up.
Everybody can keep. Like everybody it. Can keep having their fantasies about trying to win 6 fucking Super Bowls.
I like
Let's
it.
Let's go with that.
I like it. I like it, Sam. Man.
I'm with
I
you,
like
Sam.
That,
man, I like it.
But I. Okay. Hey, real talk though. We got real. Hey, real talk. Before we move on, we got to get that roll call fantasy football league going.
Yo,
we got to get that going.
Public service announcement. Yeah, we're gonna have a league of like we're gonna do 10 or 12, and we're gonna have some of our listeners who want to be in the league with us. Man, we're gonna have y'all join up with us.
Yeah,
but I think yeah.
But you can't be afraid of the shit talk. Can't be afraid of the shit talk.
Don't be
And bring your bags.
Hey, our producer said tonight, Joey said tonight, he's like, man, you can really get your feelings hurt here.
Yes, he did say that before the show.
He did say
there is no discrimination. Zero discrimination.
Anybody can
get
it.
Bring your bags.
Anybody can get it. Hey, but speaking of getting it though.
Shout out to Quincy Jones.
I can listen to that every time, man.
Shout out to Quincy Jones.
Man. If you don't like this song, man, I don't know what you're doing with your life, man.
If you don't like this song, then fuck you. Seriously, that beat is so dope.
Yo, like, it it's so hot. Dope. It's hot, man.
It is so hot.
Right. It's hot.
So we have three candidates up.
This shit's cracking me up. The award
of Buffoonery Boulevard this evening. First up.
Oh, shit.
Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise are planning to fight. Dana White's coordinating the whole deal. They're trying to put it together. My question to you is, will you watch?
Man, are they really going to fight?
I'm watching.
Is this for real?
I'll pay for that. I'll watch that shit.
So apparently there was a phone call, and Justin Bieber like called Dana White and Tom Cruise. They both called him and were like, "Hey, we want to do this." He's like, "This is a joke." Hangs up and says, "Call me when you're serious." But there's some things in the works. I want to know if you'll watch, though.
I'm watching.
I won't watch it. Hey, Tom Cruise, like 70 years old.
But what if it's pay-per-view?
I'll watch.
What if it's pay-per-view?
It depends on how much. Oh, I will watch, bro.
No, I'm not paying for that.
Bullshit.
No.
You won't watch
I'm
that?
I'm not paying for that. No. Justin Bieber is, what, 5'11", 125 pounds or something like that, man? I'm not watching that.
Tom Cruise is only like 5'7".
Tom Cruise is 70 years
Tom
old.
Tom Cruise will whip his ass.
Hey, you got that old man.
Y'all seen Mission? Don't act like y'all ain't seen Mission Impossible. Y'all seen it?
Hey, all six of them.
Listen, I don't know. Hey, I don't know. But word on the street is you don't mess with them Scientologists. That's word on the street.
Yo,
hey. Word on the street.
Y'all
man,
wouldn't watch that, man. I would totally watch that, man.
Not for
pay-per-view. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not watching that.
Tom Cruise is 57 years old, man.
Yo. Don't let the age fool you, bro. This cat does his own stunt still, man. You seen Mission Impossible,
dog? It's only
going
to be like a...
Hey.
It's going to be a three-round
fight. Justin Bieber can't fight anyway.
Look, hey, Hollywood. You know, I'm all about saving a buck. So this is what we do, man. So you go ahead and get the fight.
And I will screen. We'll stream it from my
screenshot. Yeah, just stream it from your phone.
Yeah, just
and we'll watch it.
Just screenshot.
Yeah,
we'll watch it, man. Y'all done seen previews. Y'all seen Top Gun. Y'all seen The Last Samurai. Y'all done seen The Mission Impossibles. Y'all done seen, Jack Reacher. He gonna fuck this cat up, man.
Hey, Tom Cruise goes hard, man. Tom Cruise goes
hard. Man, those are movies. Those are movies.
No, those
You're
are
talking about a real.
Those are real.
UFC fight, bro.
Those are real.
Hey.
Like there's some training in there, dog. Fight. Ghost Protocol? Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, bro? Just the name itself.
What, you gonna run down Bieber's catalog next? I mean, what?
He ain't got one. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. He ain't got no catalog.
No, he got a solid catalog.
He gonna get his
man.
Ass knocked out, and he gonna be like, what did you mean? Like, that's what's gonna happen, dog. So he gonna tell Tom Cruise, love yourself. It's over, dog.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. I would watch that shit.
Okay, so next candidate up. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced Tuesday he was ordering the Arizona Commerce Authority to withdraw incentives for Nike building and manufacturing plant.
Double D. That's more. Ducey
made the announcement in a series of tweets after the Wall Street Journal reported that former San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick urged Nike to nix a USA-themed sneaker which featured a Betsy Ross flag on the heel over slavery connotations. Words cannot express my disappointment. This terrible decision. Hey. I am embarrassed for Nike. Ducey, a Republican, tweeted, "Nike is an iconic American brand, an American company. This country, our system of government and free enterprise have allowed them to prosper and flourish." Wait, hold on a second.
Hold on a second,
ladies and gentlemen. For the first time ever in the history of the Roll Call podcast, Stinger has his hand up waiting patiently. He wants to jump in and identify the
performer. But Doug, what was it, Doug Ducey?
Double D, baby.
So,
yeah.
The thing about Doug, man, is that the thing about Doug that I really got to understand, like I got to see his closet. Like, I really got to understand what his shoe game is like. Because to be that upset about a pair of sneakers that he probably wasn't even going to buy anyway, He's going to pull like 500 jobs out of the state, man? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I mean, man. This is crazy, man. Like, these cats are, I mean, anything with Colin Kaepernick's name written on it, man, they're trying to trash this dude, man.
Yeah, first of all.
Words cannot express my disappointment. Seems like something very, very terrible happened. That, like, when you use those series of words, it's like, something bad just happened.
I seen the shoe.
I did, too. Nothing wrong.
Nice shoe.
So,
I get where he's coming from, though. Colin Kaepernick is coming from. But it's a shoe.
So, anybody with the name Doug Ducey. First of all, I'm going to take every fucking thing he says with a grain of salt. Okay, I'm not. But you know, there's a quote I've been hearing a lot the last like couple months. And people keep saying, there's nothing wrong with the system. It's not messed up. It was designed this way. Doug Ducey is the leader of this state, of the way the system works, man. Like, I can't even. This shit is just stupid to me, bro. Like, it's buffoonery. It's buffoonery because we're fucking talking about a tennis shoe. You're eliminating jobs because you don't like the flag. First of all, I'm not gonna get on my high horse because I really want to. But first of all, have you guys ever read? I had my daughter read what is considered a flag violation, first of all. So people get in all this flag shit. You know when your neighbors wear the flag on their shirt? That's a fucking flag violation, okay? You know when the chicks wear the bikinis with the flag on it? That's a fucking flag violation, okay? Kneeling is not a flag violation. When you wear the shit anywhere, you put the emblem on your car, that's a fucking flag violation, okay? So Doug Ducey can fuck himself, okay? So I am.
Damn.
Well, there you have it.
Damn, man. Done with stupid shit, man. Just dumb, man.
Yeah. I just feel like there's way more important stuff you could be doing, like border patrol. Like, I don't live in your state. I live in Kansas, so I'm like, okay, I feel like there's some other shit you could be working on right now. It's like your buddy sends you a tweet and you read it at work and then you just keep working. Like, you don't stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how I feel about it. I'm like, I feel like there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, man. Like,
hey, your boy, Enos Kanter.
Yo!
Man.
Yo!
Hey, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Enos Kanter is our final candidate for Buffoonery Boulevard, and I believe he's going to win. Enos Kanter signed a 2-year, $10 million deal with the Boston Celtics yesterday, bringing an end to his short but feel-good tenure as a member of the Portland Trailblazers. Kanter's time in Portland may have gone on a little longer if the team hadn't, according to Kanter, given him just a few minutes to consider their contract.
A few minutes.
They gave my man 6 minutes. Yo, 6 minutes.
Ain't that 6 minutes,
Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, Dougie Fresh. That's what I was thinking. This fool got 6 minutes to sign a contract.
Bro, that's crazy.
Bro, you can't even use a bathroom in six minutes.
Nah, man.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I'll be back in 8 minutes.
6 minutes, bro?
And they said he was under so much pressure that he was just like, no.
An attorney can't even read it that fast.
He didn't know what to do. Like, he didn't even read it. He couldn't even read the contract. He was just like, no.
Oh, 6 minutes, man. That's ridiculous, man. Portland should be ashamed of themselves for that, man.
They should be ashamed.
Six minutes, bro.
Hey, look, they're like, listen, we already gave the bag to Damian. We need you. You got 6 minutes. You're on the clock.
6 minutes.
So if you follow NBA, you know that Enos Kanter. He's an emotional cat, man. So he's a cat that, you know, he runs his mouth a lot about different dudes. He's had some run-ins with LeBron. You know, calling
and
him,
politics.
You know,
he's big on politics and
where he's from. There's a lot of stuff going on with Turkey. Yeah, and their president, man. So he can't even go back.
Yeah, he can't go back home.
But anyways, Dame said that wasn't the case. So Dame said they said nah, they didn't give my boy 6 minutes. They said they probably gave him 45 minutes if he was down to the last six and couldn't make a decision, man. So I mean,
45 minutes, more, man.
it's buffoonery on top of buffoonery, man.
Yeah, it's man. Like, 45.
Like, what does that say about you as an organization? Yeah. I mean, we ain't talking about $20. Hey. We talk about millions of dollars.
Yeah, hey, you in or out? You in or out?
Hey, that sounds more like a drug deal to me.
Bro. 6 minutes? 45 minutes? 6 minutes? Bro, you got to give a brother at least 24 hours. Like,
hey, you got this stuff. It's close by.
I know.
You got this, but it's close by.
It's in the car, isn't it?
It's in the car. No, man, no, it's not in the car.
Hey, man, everybody know when free agency started, man. They've been talking about free agency for since the season been over, like, man.
Man, oh,
get your
God.
Thoughts we're together, gonna, man.
We're gonna move on, but damn, that's funny, bro. That's funny. Hey, so, just so everybody is aware, July 1 was Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Gangsta!
This is the day where Bobby Bonilla receives a check for $1,193,248.20 from the New York Mets.
That's so gangsta, bro. Like,
since like 2000, right?
No! Yeah, till 2035,
no.
bro.
No, since yeah. 2000, no. Yeah. Since
from 2011 yeah. to 2035.
Cut the check.
He gets $1 million check.
Every year.
Like you could just be like, man, I'm just going to, like, what I did last year didn't work out. I'm just going to get another million. I'm going to start over. You just start over every year. Like,
yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a business event, yeah. you know, adventure or something. Like, it's not going good. Like, man, that didn't work out. Yeah. Hey, 2017 was a rough year. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're just going to move forward.
Think about it this way, though. Like, if, because I think Ken Griffey did something similar to this, just not to this extent. But it's not a dumb idea. It's smart. And it actually, if you think about it, it does help the team. Because think about if he would have took all that $35 or $40 million during while his playing time, I wonder if that affects the salary cap or not. So him deferring $30, $35 million yeah, might does. Not affect the salary cap, right? Yeah. Now,
but there's no salary cap in baseball.
This is true. This is true. This right? is true. You're right. You're right. You're right.
So, but, so they're just probably just deferring the money because – they feel like they can pay it out cheaper later.
Yeah. But if I'm Bobby, give me my lump sum.
No,
I will invest it. No, give Bobby, my, if mm-mm. I'm Bobby, give me my lump sum.
Hey, listen.
Bobby's setting up his retirement plan.
I learned this. Hey, I tell people this all the time. If I owe you something, you can never be broke.
This is true.
If I owe you something, you can never be broke, man. No, Bobby did it. He did like those teachers do. You want yours for 9 months or you want it for all 12 years? He just happens to be a million. That's all.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Nah, man. What lottery winner you know takes it over 25 years?
No,
man.
That's a different kind of situation. No. He was already making money. He already got the big lump sum already. Ready.
Give him my lump sum. I do need to meet his agent though, man. Who negotiated that contract, man?
Yes.
That's the real story.
Yeah.
He's like, Bobby, don't worry. From 2011 to 2035, you're gonna be set.
Until he's 65, he said he wanted to retire. That's what he wants to just not do that. That's great.
So Ken Griffey's
address the fact.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say Ken Griffey did the same thing. His is $3.5 million. Over 12 years or something like that. So I think it's from like 2010 to 2022 or something like that. So he did the same thing.
Ken Griffey hit a lot of home runs.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I like to see their stats.
Good. Bobby Bonilla was good. He was a solid baseball player.
Yeah. Switch hitter, too.
He was good.
Switch hitter.
He was good until Barry Bonbons left him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are we going to address the fact, before we move on from baseball, are we going to address the fact that they released the All-Star teams on the same day that free agency, NBA free agency was
That's
released,
why Nova...
That started, well, it started.
They did?
Yeah, you missed it.
I can't even tell you who's on it, bro.
I couldn't tell you one player.
I didn't even think they had voted yet.
I know your boy Bryce Harper ain't on it. I do know that. Making $336 million. Nah, man.
Are you serious?
Are you sure he didn't?
Yeah. He didn't even get a popular vote.
No,
like, hold on a
he's
second.
Not on the All-Star team.
I'm looking that up.
What?
Man, Philly.
Can you get money back?
Can they get money back
if you don't make the All-Star?
He's gonna have to wear a helmet out in the field, man. They're gonna be throwing batteries at him and everything, man. You know Philly, man. That's what they do, man. They throw batteries, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
So we're going to move on to soccer. real quick, I want to touch on, and we decided before the show that we weren't going to give the United States men's team a lot of burn.
No.
Because the real story is the women. But the men did advance to the semifinals, and they'll play Jamaica to see if they can make it to the final of the Gold Cup. But did y'all watch this game today?
I did. I worked.
I mean, don't yeah. don't give yourself away, because I know everybody. We were all at work today, so don't give yourself away.
I was working from home. The TV happened to be on, and I kind of saw some of it. Yeah, I kind of saw some.
Hey, I was at work, man, using all the broadband. You know, I'll tell you what happens. This is what happens. And then IT sends out a note like, a lot of people are streaming.
We get that at work too, dog.
Yeah. I'm not logging off. I'm watching the game.
Locked right in. Locked in.
I'm not logging off. It's obvious if I'm using the internet, I'm doing something. Right?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What a great game.
It was,
though.
Man. That goalie, game. Man. That save was. That was her moment. Hey. That was her moment. Hey. And that was awesome. That was badass.
Yeah. She hadn't had any in this tournament, really. But
I know, man. That was so big. And then.
Do you know how hard it is to stop a
penalty?
Yo,
they can't
shot?
Move off the line, bro. You got to keep one foot on the line until the ball's kicked.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. man.
And then you got to guess.
You got to guess.
You got to guess. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was a great game, man.
And it looked like to me the kicker, she second guessed herself after she kicked. Yeah. It wasn't a lot of heat on it.
Nah, it wasn't a lot of heat on it.
Yeah. Hey, even Hope Solo had to give her some props.
But I ain't taking nothing away from the goalie though. I ain't taking nothing away from her.
Great job, man. Great stop, man. Yeah, I'm excited, man. Yeah. When we play next on, is it Sunday or Saturday or?
I think it's. Well, let's see the. Netherlands and Sweden play tomorrow. So then it's like 3 days from that.
Yeah. What they look like?
Saturday. I think it'll be Saturday.
Right. So Viper.
Sweden. We already beat Sweden once. Yeah. They were in our pool.
Viper. Okay.
So
let me ask you a question about that offsides penalty. What do you think about that one?
Man, I tell you what. I can honestly say I don't think it was offside. I mean. I know they went. Her arm is offside.
Yeah.
Right. But
that was pretty close to call.
That was really, really close. And think about this: in the 2015 World Cup, that's a goal, and they probably go into extra time.
Yeah. Without the VAR, right. That ain't offsides. With the VAR, it's offsides.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because you can get down to the minuscule, right? Like, oh, their arm's offside. Yeah. I'm like,
Well,
that should have been a goal.
Well, yeah, but the one before where the girl got the penalty kick, the penalty on that, I thought that was actually pretty weak that she got a penalty kick on that.
Well, so, but she impeded her kick, right? So she stopped her from a scoring.
Yeah, but I felt like the contact was initiated by her.
But you can't.
By the girl trying to score the goal.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's because we play college football. Like, we don't think that's contact. But in soccer, it's contact.
That was a goal right there. That was probably a goal right there.
Yeah. So. The thing that frustrates me though is like the flopping and the flopping is just terrible. And I'm like, all they're doing is trying to add. So you guys noticed that there was a 7 minutes of additional time.
It's been 7 minutes every time.
Yeah. For the USA, man, they've gotten seven minutes of additional time every time. It's crazy to me. I'm just like, you don't really see that. Like, I don't think like I probably watch soccer more than most everybody on the podcast. And, like, you don't see 7 minutes of extra time a lot.
You see, like, two.
Like, typically what you'll see is four or five at the most, right? But you typically see two, three, and four, right? Yeah, but 7 minutes, I don't know. And that's part of what the flopping is, right? You delay in the game and all this other stuff. So people are doing subs. But I'm glad the USA, I'm glad they pulled it out. And I hope that I'm excited for the final. Yeah. I don't care who we play. I'm ready.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, I'm all in. We play on Sunday. We play on Sunday. I think it says 10 is what it was.
Is it Sunday? Yeah. Okay.
So cool. We tuned in for our women, man. And Rapinoe should be back. She had a hamstring.
I was going to say, is she going to play?
Yeah. She said she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Okay.
Is she going to play?
So. Yeah, she's That's when you know you got a squad when you can sit her out. And, I mean,
still push through.
Yeah.
Everybody they run out there can play.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, man.
So we got one more topic, man, and our producer decided that we were going to throw this topic in here, man. I'm excited. But tell me who your favorite professional wrestler is of all time. I don't want to go first, but I don't want to go last.
Damn.
But Sandman didn't really even talk about it. Sandman, who you got?
Man, I don't know, man. It's so tough, man.
Yeah, because
it's tough. That's a tough decision.
Yeah, when you start.
First, you got to go by era. Then you got to go by rest. I mean, it's tough, man. Nah, when we were talking about it, we didn't even bring up the big names. We didn't even bring up a whole bunch of big names. But this is who I'm going with. Because this is my guy. Probably when I was around middle school, freshman year. Man, I'm going with the Road Warrior, man.
Road Warrior. Dang. Forgot about that, man.
Ooh. Man.
Dang.
Okay. He was deep into wrestling.
Oh, bro, you have no idea, bro. Harley Race. All of them, bro.
Wow.
Arn Anderson. Old Anderson.
Road Warrior, dog. Road Warrior.
Hey, them guys are wrestlers, though. They're real wrestlers, too.
Yes. Yeah, like, what was the guy y'all was talking about earlier? Kurt Angle. Like, he wasn't playing. Yeah, he was for real. He wrestled for real.
Yeah, them dudes are serious.
He's a gold medalist, man. He wrestled in the Olympics.
I give y'all mine, man. I tell you, man. I wasn't deep into wrestling, so, you know, my dude, he's a little more on the surface, but everybody knows him, man. Andre the Giant.
Yo, that dude was humongous, man.
Humongous, 7'4", 520 pounds, in a one-piece.
A one-piece? He had a one-piece? Yo, Jarver, he had a thing on HBO. Shit was tight, man.
Yeah, one-piece with both nipples showing.
Is that half a halter top?
Hey, man.
One-piece.
Andre the Giant, man. Hey, he won the belt, too.
Yeah, he had one piece with the one strap, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, with the one strap.
One nipple was out, man. One was covered up. Don't get twisted.
He had the belt for a long time.
Andre the Giant.
Hey, man. I'm going to jump in here, man, and give y'all mine. I'm going to jump in here and give y'all mine, man. I got to go with the Macho Man.
I love Randy. So,
two reasons,
man. So, wait.
Two reasons.
So, you can't. First of all, Viper's got to do.
Well, hold on a second. I thought I was going, but you got to do it.
The impression is awesome. You got to do the impression, man. I'm just saying.
No, man. I just like the Macho Man because great athlete, played baseball, right? Great athlete, but his hype videos. Like, when he came on, it was like a spectacle, dog. Nothing means nothing, Mean Gene. Nothing means nothing. Yeah. Like, what is Guyana? I don't even know what that is, bro. I'm going to have to Google that. Yeah, but he was the dude, man.
Yeah.
He was the dude. He had Elizabeth. You didn't know what was going to happen, right? The guy had a chip on his shoulder. Maybe that's why I like it. I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, you know? When it comes to Nick Saban and the SEC,
when it comes to Tom Brady and the
Hey, man, we ain't got but 15 listeners on it.
We run out of time.
Yeah. But I'm like, I'm just saying that Macho Man is my guy. Yeah, the Macho Man. That's my guy.
That's
a tough act to follow, dog.
So
I love that voice, dog.
Yeah, I got to give it, man. Viper got that down, man. It's funny to see him do it with his kid, too. It's hilarious. So I was going through, man, and I was – you keep going through this list. You see all these names, and you're like, dang, I forgot about that
dude. I know. I think
dude.
I want to change mine right now.
I forgot about that dude.
So I want to change mine.
But when you think about wrestling, bro, like the guy's got a 30 for 30, okay? Rick Flair, the Nature Boy. Dude, he got a 30 for 30. On ESPN, like, come on, man. Like, if you got 30 for 30, bro, you're the real deal. Man. You're the real deal. So no, man, I it's hard to pick one, but if I had to pick one, I think I'd go with Ric Flair, man. Because
see, it's
like
hard,
Randy
man.
Savage had the theatrics, but so did Ric Flair, right? Like, he always had the pretty girls with him. He had his hair combed.
Yeah.
He was smooth. On that 30 for 30, he lived that life. That was his life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he did.
Limousine driving.
Ric Flair, baby. Ric Flair.
And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, man. That's
he said he dressed nice. I dressed pretty.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. That's real deal. Yeah. Real deal.
All right, man. Well, that's going to bring our show to a close, man. Parting shots, closing shots. Stinger, I'm going to let you go ahead. Go ahead, man. Kick us off, man.
Nah, man. I got a quick one, man. Quick one. Coco, the 15-year-old that beat Venus Williams in the first round of Wimbledon.
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice come up. A little bit of almost passing the torch. They say she's kind of the next prodigy. You know, I'm not deep into tennis, but it was good to see that we still got some talent still down there ready to come
15.
Up. 15. And 15 years old, man. So, yeah, that's my shout out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. Hollywood.
Yo, I got to give a shout out to the pitcher, man, that was actually staying in Southlake, man. It plays for the Angels, man. And they still don't know what happened to the guy. They just showed up in his room, man, and he was dead. No foul play, apparently. But, man, 27 years old, man. 27 years old. So, but just crazy. It'd be interesting to see how it unfolds. But speaking of tennis, Stinger, look, since I happen to be at home working from home today, Wimbledon is on. If you guys have never watched tennis, if you want some theatrics, you got to watch Nick Kyrgios, okay? This dude, for a long time, he didn't even have a coach. He just goes out. He's from Australia. He's a hooper. He wants to play basketball. He doesn't even have a coach half the time, bro. John McEnroe decided he wasn't going to coach him. Dude's consistently top 20, top 30, just depends. But you want some theatrics, bro? He will. I'm waiting for him to sling his racket across the other side of the net, bro. Oh, just Googling, man.
I'll watch that.
He goes. He goes nuts, man. He yells at people in the crowd. It's hilarious, man. So if you want some theatrics on Wimbledon, man, check out Kyrgios.
That's cool. I gotta watch that, man. I gotta watch that.
Bet. Last but not least, the Sandman.
Man, you know, man, I gotta give a shout out to my baby girl, Charlie. In about 2 hours, she'll be 5 years old.
Hey, Char Char. Happy birthday, Char Char.
That's my baby, man. So we're going to party it up on tomorrow on her birthday. And then we're going to have another big extravaganza on the weekend. So,
hey, y'all be doing them parties big. Y'all don't know. Hey,
you better ask somebody.
Y'all be doing them parties.
You better ask somebody. This is number 5 here. They shut down our old skating ring. She wanted a skating ring party. They shut it down. So now we got mommy and daddy got to come up with something else, man.
Those of y'all don't know, Sandman got them birthday parties that turn into adult parties. That's what Sandman happens. This is for the babies. This is for the babies.
Oh yeah.
All right. It's time to put the babies to sleep.
Yeah.
All right, man. My parting shot, man, I want to give a shout out to Joe Vaughn. He's the new head coach at Bishop McLaughlin Catholic High School. Y'all remember Joe Vaughn, man. Yeah. We used to work with him at some football camps, former player at KU. Shout out to him for getting a head coaching job, man. He's a personal trainer now, but he's been a strength coordinating coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's been at KU. He's been at several different schools, but shout out to him, man. Cool cat. Very deservingly earns a head coaching job, and we'll see where he goes from there, man. But shout out to him.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that's gonna bring our show to a close. Joey, cue the music. We want to thans Joey in the background, Sans Serif Productions, for doing all the work behind the scenes. We appreciate it. Again, all the listeners out there, please remember to email us your questions and topics. We want to hear from you. Email us at theunitpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look for us next week on another episode of Roll Call presented by The Unit. Until then, thank you for listening, and God bless.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace out.